with slightly frizzy long brown hair and warm, gentle brown eyes. I realized that in the back of my mind, I'd been imagining some hip, edgy woman with piercings, organic designer clothes, and a punkish haircut. "Can I help you?" she asked, looking up curiously. I cleared my throat. I hope so. She smiled encouragingly. "Need some help with Shakespeare?" she asked, organizing some books on her desk. "All the English teachers send confused students my way. Just read it out loud. It always helps. It's amazing how universal the problems seem when you speak the words out loud." I pulled my laptop out of my backpack. "Actually, I'm an intern for the Boylestown Bugle. I'm doing an article on the new football field and sports complex that Carrie Kim is proposing. I'm collecting quotes from a sample of teachers. Would you mind chatting for just a moment?" Ms. Meyerhoff's open expression suddenly closed off, and she sighed and shuffled her books into a messenger bag. "I'm sure you could find more interesting people to talk to, Ms. What was your name?" "I'm sorry." I put my laptop down on a desk and held out my hand. "Katrina Vicks. And I'm interested in whatever you have to say, really." Ms. Meyerhoff gave me an appraising look, then shrugged and sat back down behind her desk. "Very well. Can we make it quick, though? I have a dentist appointment in half an hour." I smiled and sat down at one of the student desks, opening up my laptop. "Great, no problem. Can I ask your name and what subjects you teach?" She nodded. "Ms. Meyerhoff, Marina, and I teach English and music." I nodded too and tapped out some notes on the laptop. "And how long have you been at BHS, Ms. Meyerhoff?"
12 years.
"A long time." I typed that down as well, thinking that Ms. Meyerhoff had been at BHS long enough to develop some strong opinions. I looked up. "And Ms. Meyerhoff, can you tell me honestly, how do you feel about the proposed sports complex?" Ms. Meyerhoff shook her head and looked down at her sweater, where she pulled at a pilling bit. "Well, honestly, I'm sure it will be nice for the athletes, but I wish that money could be spent on arts education instead. Did you know we had to let 2 art teachers go last year because there wasn't enough money? But we have money for a new state-of-the-art sports complex. I know the woman proposing the complex was some kind of sports prodigy when she was a student here. I just wonder about this town's priorities sometimes." I nodded dutifully and wrote all that down. Then I paused and looked Ms. Meyerhoff in the eye. "So the environment doesn't feature at all in your concerns?" Ms. Meyerhoff didn't blink. "The environment? What about it?" I pulled the flyer Barney had given me from my backpack, unfolded it, and handed it to her. "Are you familiar with these conflicts? This flyer was handed out by the Green Club." Ms. Meyerhoff took the paper from me, glanced down at it, then up at me. "Yes, I am familiar with these."
"And?"
I cleared my throat. "Are you opposed to the sports complex for the reasons detailed in the flyer?" She shook her head. "I'm more concerned about what it says about how much this town values sports versus art education." She glanced at her watch.